Hey everyone, welcome to the Chips and Salsa, Nintendo Prime Podcast, episode 61. Yes folks, we have some salsa here. You might see me eat some chips once in a while. I'll try to mute my mic when I'm doing that, but if you hear some crunch, I'm just really hungry. That's just what it is. Yeah. And if you see me grab this and you're going to yell at me for drinking some Wild Cherry Max Taste Pepsi out of a 2-liter bottle, I don't really care. Have you tried this Wild Cherry Max Taste Pepsi out of a 2-liter bottle? It is. See, look at it. See, I'm not alone tonight. Don't worry. I'm still working out. Got my whole workout regime. I'm cutting back, although I am going to finish this bottle tonight. We are changing up the podcast this week. So for those who aren't aware, and maybe you're aware by the time you hear this, because this goes out on Mondays, Sundays for our Patreon backers of our $5 level, and actually live the night we record it for Patreons of the $10 level, you can go support us at patreon.com/Nintendo Prime. In fact, this podcast is the only show right now at Nintendo Prime that is fully funded by Patreon. So go to Patreon. The next thing up we have is game reviews. So if you want us to do game reviews at Nintendo Prime, you have to support us on Patreon. That's the only way we're going to do game reviews. Now, setting all of that aside, the podcast is changing up this week because we are introducing a second podcast. And the second podcast is called the Primecast. It's every single Friday. It's a live Google Hangout podcast with myself and a bunch of other YouTubers. Whoever I fancy to have on. Darren might pop on once in a blue moon. I have no idea. But right now, the goal is to have a regular cast of about 3 or 4 YouTubers and then just bring in whoever else can make it that week. We're talking YouTubers like Game Over Jesse, HMK, She Says Once in a Blue Moon. In fact, She Says would have been on our first episode, but he already had a prior commitment to another podcast that night. So,
yeah. It happens.
People are busy. It happens. And some other guys. There's actually a brand new YouTuber that we featured on our first episode that I'd never heard of, but I watched some of his content. He does excellent Nintendo content that was suggested to us by Bob Wolf from The Wolf Den. Bob Wolf's also going to be on Once in a Blue Moon. So we're just kind of building up that repertoire, getting more and more YouTubers in, and just building a show. Now, the thing with that new show and what separates it from this one is that, for starters, there's a live Q&A session on it for the whole panel. So a 30 to 45 minute live Q&A session. The podcast is a timed podcast. So it'll always be either 2 hours or 2.5 hours. It'll depend on basically how many topics we have. There will always be at least 1.5 hours of us talking about news. And it is a news-focused podcast. So it grabs the biggest stories from the past week, and that's what we discuss. It's going to primarily focus, obviously, on just Nintendo, unless there's some industry news which could impact Nintendo's long haul. Mm-hmm. Now, beyond that, that means this podcast is going to not really be news-focused anymore. Instead, we're going to make the Nintendo podcast more of a conversation piece. And what I mean by that is that we are going to theme each week. And this week's theme is actually E3, E3 hype. We're going to start the E3 hype train now. We're getting close to May.
Choo-choo!
to be fair, the entire reason that I even want to talk about it is because I'm starting to finalize details for our trip to E3 for Eric and myself.
Wait, what? We're going to E3?
What?
Wait.
Yeah, what? Yeah, we're going to E3. I already have some started getting some preliminary stuff set up with RMFH Gaming. I don't know how many of you guys know him. Game Over Jesse. And then Daniel, who technically is still part of Nintendo Prime, makes one video a year, still doesn't want me to remove his access because he plans to make another video in 2018.
Hey, or my
his only video in 2018. He's actually always on Game Over Jesse's, I don't want to call it a Zelda podcast. It's called the Hyrule Cast.
No.
So it sounds like it's a Zelda podcast. When you watch it, it's a Nintendo podcast that happens to be named after something Zelda, which I feel like is a little confusing. I was on the podcast one time, and I wasn't confused because I knew what it was. Mm-hmm. But like, you'd see people in the chat, and they're like, "When are you guys going to talk about Zelda?"
Yeah, right.
Because like, it's named. You know, it'd be kind of like if I took Zelda Inquiries, and I'm like, "Yeah, that's a podcast about all of Nintendo now."
And
to be fair, it's because Game Over Jesse for a long time focused on Zelda theories and stuff like that. So he's got kind of that whole Zelda fan base. He probably could have chose a little bit better name. This is why our podcast, Nintendo Prime Podcast, clearly about all of Nintendo. Primecast, clearly not focused on any one particular thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, E3 is our theme this week. I have no idea what our themes are going to be in future weeks because we kind of just make it up as we go. That's really how this podcast rolls. There are times that we have planned ones because I just, you know, Darren's here, by the way.
Hey.
And I just asked Darren before we recorded this podcast to be in charge of getting guests for this podcast, because I'm going to be focused on filling up our Friday live stream cast, because that's another thing. The new podcast is live. Obviously, it has a Q&A section to it, so it's live. And with my focus on that, Darren's going to take over the guest thing. And here's the thing. Most of the guests we've had on are because of Darren anyways.
this is true.
Except for the year he was gone. All of those guests, that was on me.
I made a lot of contacts over the years, just talking to people and from my work at Zelda Informer. So.
Yeah, it's funny because you'd figure from my 9 years of work at Zelda Informer, I'd have way more contacts. But you know, the thing was, I was so focused on making content at Zelda Informer, I didn't talk to anybody else.
I like to mingle.
I have a bad habit with that. I'm not a very sociable person. I'm trying to be more. Like, more YouTubers know me now that aren't connected to Darren. But a lot of that's thanks to our audience. Thanks to you guys out there during our live streams being like, hey, you should go ask this YouTuber if he wants to come on. Oh, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Never thought about that.
Yeah, hey, why not?
I'm so, like, tunnel vision on all the stuff we have to do here. But whatever. So the podcast is we've had theme podcasts in the past. It's nothing.
Smashcast.
The Smashcast is probably my favorite one that we've had. You guys know, even when we've had other people on, like when we had She Says and some other people, we've had like topics about Animal Crossing and Pokemon. Like, instead of us being focused on news, we're going to focus on discussion. Now, that doesn't mean there won't be news brought up at times, especially if there's a related news piece to the topic. But we're going to be focusing more on creating conversations about Nintendo. So that might even make the podcast more popular. The podcast has always been kind of stuck in no man's land, right? Like, some weeks it gets like 500 views, other weeks it gets 2,000. It's kind of all over. And I feel like now that it'll be more focused on, this is what you can expect every week. Conversations. That's what this is about. Rather than coming to this cast and just hear 2 hours of us spewing off news stories. Which didn't
two
really happen.
Two podcasts, special guests, on location E3 coverage. How could I not want to go to patreon.com and support Nintendo Prime?
Thank you so much. And again, a big shout out to the community as well, because our community is why we're going to E3. I honestly didn't think we'd be going to E3 anytime soon. We're a small channel, especially since E3 requires 100,000 subs with an average of 50,000 views per video. We're a long ways off from having media credentials, at least for YouTube purposes. Yeah. We're gonna figure out something for next year. We have a way. We know a way, but it's too late for us to do that way for this year.
Right.
If we had known 6 months ago that this was even a chance, we would have did it. And you might say, "Oh, but you've been raising money for it for how many months?" I'm like, yeah, "You're right. We have, but here's the deal." We didn't actually think we were going to hit the goal.
Yeah, right.
I'm being serious. It was our community, because we had just started taking Super Chats like a month prior. And some people were like, you should just ask the fans to fund your trip to E3 because you can't afford to go. And we're like,
all right.
Well, I mean, I guess it can't hurt to try, as long as we're upfront that if we don't hit the goal, we're going to use the money on X, Y, and Z.
Right.
So I was fully expecting to maybe get a camera out of it or whatever. And now it looks like we're going to E3. We still might get a camera out of it. And that camera's going to be used at E3, and now we're setting up meetings with people and hopefully trying to get booth tours and doing crazy stuff, even though we had to buy a Game Pass this year, which sucks.
Yeah.
Mostly because of the price. I mean, the price sucks, you know, paying $500, but mostly because of we have less time on the show floor, which means less trips through the Nintendo line. Because last year we were getting 2 to 3. We'll probably max out at 2 now, except on the final day. Final day, because we get full access to the final day. So, but again, if we get a booth tour in there, that'll help a lot too, because we'll get to play a bunch of the games without having to wait at least on one day. So it's really exciting. You guys are making everything possible. This podcast is weekly because of you guys. The new podcast is not anything supported by this. It's just I'm replacing a live stream I already do on Fridays with it, just because I want to vary up the content, right? Have more quality discussions. That's focused on news. This focused on whatever the topic is that week. And I might even start hyping up what the topic is heading into each week. So, like, we're recording this now, but, like, for the few days, you know, before we release it publicly, be like, hey, look forward to us talking about E3 on Monday, and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That would be nice, because until, like, 20 minutes ago, I didn't know what we were talking about.
Until 20 minutes ago, we didn't know
what we were
talking about.
I knew an hour ago. I picked the topic an hour ago. I just didn't have all the various topics now. So let's just get right into our E3 Hype Begins podcast.
Hype train.
Yep. Woop, woop. Anyways, we are starting the E3 Hype Begins because we talked about in the past, we're eventually going to get to that E3 talk. Why not do it right now? And the first topic we're going to talk about actually is what games are we expecting to be playable at E3? And then a little aside to that, what ones do Eric and myself want to play the most since we'll be there? So let's just start with Darren. What games are you expecting to actually be playable at E3 this year?
I'm hyping myself up for Animal Crossing. Still mad about last week, by the way. But yeah, I'm really hoping that we see at least some footage. It would be really nice if it was playable. And you know, you have Game Explain poking around looking for details. You got Nate and Eric on the field. I'm sure Nate will be interested to see if there's anything that draws him back into the franchise. So I'll be looking for things to see. But Animal Crossing, really
Tom
hoping.
Just a statue for me to take a picture with. That's
right,
all I need.
Right, why not?
Hoping, but not expecting Metroid Prime 4 to be playable. Fully expect Smash 5 or Smash Switch or whatever you want to call it.
It has to be playable. Mm-hmm. They're doing a tournament, right? For Christ.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're doing a tournament, so I fully expect that game to be there. Other than that, I have no idea. I'm hoping for a lot of surprises as far as announcements and demos go.
Sure.
So I guess we'll see what happens.
I feel like there's a lot of things we don't know at this point.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, for sure.
And granted, we're far enough out that the rumor mill hasn't really started churning yet.
Mm-hmm.
But still,
it will.
It's good. It always picks up rapid. By the time you hear this podcast publicly, like there might already be 17 new rumors. It gets crazy heading into E3. Our news cycle is going to be insane. Eric, what do you expect to be playable when we get there?
Can I cheat? Because I know one.
Yeah, you could use that.
Yeah, the Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Okay.
Yeah, because we found out that it's going to be playable.
Yeah, it's gonna be, Roller Coaster Tycoon is going to be playable at E3.
Yeah, yeah. That actually could be.
Don't know if it'll be in the Nintendo booth. I assume it will be.
Right. You know, I thought it said it was on Switch.
Yeah, it is on Switch. But
No. I thought that one news story was about Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Roller Coaster Tycoon will be playable at E3. It's not about it being in the Nintendo booth. It could be on Switch and be in the Atari booth.
Get it. Okay. Yeah. And there's that.
Yeah. That's the way it's just like when you go to EA and you see Xbox and PlayStation.
Right.
You can have the systems in that. In fact, that's actually a positive sign for Nintendo if other third-party studios are, like even say 2K in their booth, they have Nintendo Switches NBA 2K19 playable or something.
Yeah, right.
That's actually very good, and that's good for us.
Yeah, right.
Because then we can play more and more games, not just Nintendo's batch.
Right.
We can even split up if we find out that's the case.
Right, no, for sure.
You just want to play 2K18, that's it.
19.
Oh, okay.
Madden I really want to play.
Yep.
If I find out it's on Switch, first place I'm hitting is EA. EA play.
Yep.
Anyways, even though that was really confusing to navigate last time.
Yeah, it was.
I think it's better probably now. That was the first public one they did. So.
Well, it's the fact that Madden wasn't even in the EA Play thing.
Yeah, we had to go to Microsoft.
It had to go back to the Microsoft. Yeah. That.
Man, is there anything else you expect? Because that was the one we know is going to be playable.
You know, I'm kind of hoping Pokemon, but I highly doubt that's going to happen. Yeah,
We do have a topic on Pokemon later, but yeah. I mean, if you expect it to be playable, I mean, it's possible.
Right. No, I know, but it's one of those things that I maybe hope
more than you think it's going to happen.
Yeah. Okay. At least, at least a little bit more info. I know I keep saying this at E3 that hopefully there's info on Pokemon, at least released.
Sure.
So.
Sure. I think everyone's hoping for something.
Yeah. Other than that,
not really. No. No expect much?
No. I don't know. I don't know what to expect because...
Well, Smash.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to play a playable tournament with Smash.
Well, I didn't want to keep repeating everything that Darren said.
I don't know if I want this playable there, but I think it's going to be because they have that Splatoon 2 tournament there as well, that they might have the Octoline DLC playable.
Got it. Yep.
That comes out in July.
Yeah, they probably will.
At least the single player portion of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm excited for that because if you're friends with me on Switch, you could check my hours if you want to make sure I'm legit or something. I play a lot of Splatoon 2. So I would love to play it, but then part of me is like, but it's not really a new game.
Right.
Do I really want part of the booth taken up by DLC? It's different if you're a smaller developer and you don't have a lot of games. But Nintendo's got a lot of games. I hope they have enough games that I don't need to
play
Splatoon 2 DLC. I mean, maybe if they have it in the back, like if you're, you know, get special media access and you go to the back or whatever and you get to play it, that's fine. But, I mean, it's probably going to be playable. They have Splatoon 2 there. And the only reason I feel like there's Splatoon 2 in an ARMS tournament is there's not new ARMS content, but there's new Splatoon content to advertise.
I guarantee you. Either.
Like, I bet you they're going to be able to play as the Octolings in the tournament.
Yeah. If it's not playable, I'm guaranteeing you they're going to show it off on Treehouse
Live. Well, they'll show it off on Treehouse Live for sure. Beyond that, obviously Roller Coaster Tycoon because we know about it. I'm expecting NBA 2K19.
Mm-hmm.
I think it did enough sales to get another one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm expecting that to be playable. Oddly enough, I've kind of done a 360 on this. I kind of sort of expect a FIFA to be playable.
Hmm. With the World Cup?
No, that's just a little add-on download thing. But I think like
the new
FIFA game coming this year. I think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And as dare that you two in your sports, you and your Animal Crossing.
Yeah, right.
This is true.
As if that's so abstract on a Nintendo podcast. But no, like we do like sports games, and Switch is like the worst platform to play for sports games. So it'd be really interesting to start seeing more support for that. Wolfenstein 2: The New Colossus, I expect to be playable. It was playable at PAX East. Don't know why it won't be playable at E3. Even if it's a small section.
Yeah.
I think Dark Souls will probably be playable now that it's been delayed to summer. I don't think it's going to release before E3. So it'll be playable on the show floor. I don't know if it'll be at Nintendo's booth. Could be at Bethesda's. Mm-hmm. That might actually be nice. Again, the more booths the games are at, it's actually better because the third-party booths don't have as big a wait lines.
Generally.
No, they just don't. PlayStation and Nintendo's lines are insane. Everyone else,
well, right.
It's not that bad.
I guess it depends on the game, though.
Even then, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
The third party, especially since a lot of them are in the other hall where there's not as
many people. It's true.
Pro tip, if you do have a Game Pass, if you really want to play a bunch of games, go to the opposite hall that Nintendo's in.
Yeah.
Right. Because there will be way less people and you won't have to wait in line very long. Heck, you can go to like 2K and shoot basketball hoops and stuff and have fun.
Yeah.
You know, so
I wish we would have went to the L.A. Noire exhibit when we were out there the last time.
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't L.A. Noire. No, that was Mafia.
Oh, Mafia 2. You're right.
I mean, yeah. The problem is that we were there for one game and we didn't play the hell of it. And we were getting the footage we wanted.
Right, exactly.
Don't worry, I'm not relying on you guys this year. I'm doing it myself.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we're bringing stands, man.
Other games I expect to be playable... I mean, what else do we even know? I mean, Travis Strikes Again will be playable if it's not out yet. I don't think it's going to be out yet from what I remember on the release date. Oh, man.
When does Octopath Traveler release?
September, I think.
September. So that'll probably be there.
There's
already been a demo, but we'll probably see some new content.
Yeah, maybe like a new playable. Character.
One more
playable.
Character. Yep.
Yeah.
At least one more story character, yeah.
Part of their story.
Or who knows? Maybe it'll be a demo where you get to play like a mid-game boss or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to like what else because it doesn't really sound like I'm saying a lot of Nintendo. Like, oh, this is third party.
Mm-hmm.
Like from Nintendo, it's Smash, Splatoon 2, DLC, and
well, does
who knows?
Nintendo have really any big announced?
Well, Labo
games?
Is out now. I mean,
but I don't.
Wait. Can one of you guys look up quick? What's the release date for Mario Tennis Aces? Is that before or after
E3? Mario Tennis Aces.
Let me see here.
If it's after, it'll be at E3.
Oh, definitely.
If it's before,
there's
they'll still
fast internet lookup.
Yeah, they'll still mention it even if it releases before. They'll mention it at Treehouse and stuff, but it doesn't mean they'll have it on the floor.
June 22nd.
Okay, so that will be there. Mario Tennis Aces will be playable.
Yes.
So we'll get to go hands on with that. Besides that, I'm not even sure what major Nintendo IPs are coming besides Smash and Mario Tennis. Like, I mean, what they have announced is what Smash. That's going to be there. Pokemon, we don't know if it's going to be there. We're hoping it's going to be there. They've never like done a full reveal of Pokemon at an E3, which means it could get revealed beforehand. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But so I don't know if Pokemon's really going to be there, especially if it doesn't look like it's going to land this year. They might want to wait, especially for playable purposes.
Although, again, Darren brought up one that we still have kind of yet to touch. No, Metroid.
Yeah, well, listen, Metroid Prime was announced as well. Is that going to be coming anytime soon? Could that be playable?
I doubt it.
I mean, I think we'll see something at the digital event for it. Like even if it's just a CGI demo. Trailer. Like, we'll see something.
Right. And maybe even if it's not playable, maybe they'll do some Treehouse.
Well, yeah, Treehouse always plays all the games on the floor and then ones that are also aren't on the floor.
Right. So maybe we'll see some Treehouse, at least some.
And
maybe if
Treehouse shows
up
a lot
playable,
of indie games, too.
Even if it's not playable, they'll probably show some footage from it.
Oh, man, what else I think we'll be playing? I mean, the thing is, it's trying to predict what Nintendo's going to have for first party, because we don't really know.
There's not a whole lot of
first party that's actually what makes this first part of the year so weird for Switch owners, is that we just don't really know what we're getting besides Smash and Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Metroid, too. Like, Smash, Pokemon, Metroid, after E3. That's all we really know right now. We don't know anything else that's really coming out second half of the year or into the next year, because they haven't announced anything. So that's what actually makes this E3 so big for me, is that there has to be a bunch of announcements. There just has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they just ride Metroid, Pokemon, and Smash, which is a great lineup, and that's going to be coming in this year, that's fantastic. But, like, we already know those games. Like, what is next?
Right.
Animal Crossing.
I know. Animal Crossing. You keep saying that. Pikmin. We know that Pikmin 4 has supposedly been done forever.
Yeah.
You know, so that can make an appearance. Are we going to get a unique Mario Kart game for the platform?
Maybe.
Set of Mario Kart Deluxe.
I'm not saying it's coming this year, but could they tease it?
Announce it? No.
I doubt it.
Because the Mario Kart team isn't making ARMS anymore. So there's
that's
that.
Such a good
thing. Are we going to see what the hell Retro Studios is doing, and will that be playable? Probably not. At this point, just. You
are
know
they
what, guys?
Even existing?
Pretend that Retro Studios doesn't even exist at this point until Nintendo gives us a reason to expect it. I mean, I feel like we could see a port of Xenoblade Chronicles X. Mm-hmm. That might be playable if they port that.
Nice.
Because it's very different, and Xenoblade Chronicles 2 right now is looking like it might be the most successful game in the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, they might be like, hey, why don't we bring out X on over? Could also see them bring over Twilight Princess and the Wind Waker HD.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping for a dual package. I don't know if that'll be playable, but if they have it there,
announce it at least.
They'll probably have a couple stations where it's playable. And I mean, I'm hoping that, like, if there's not going to be any sort of Zelda game announcement, like no top-down Zelda game, I actually expect there to be a top-down Zelda game announcement, to the shock of everyone, a brand new top-down Zelda game for Switch. Even if that doesn't
happen. Thank you for saying top-down.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
Instead of what I usually say.
Yeah.
I did that just for you, Darren.
Thank you.
So instead of, if we don't get that, I actually expect to see a Skyward Sword HD announced. Mm-hmm. It's the only one of the 3D Zelda games that hasn't been remastered yet in any form.
And they can do it because of the Joy-Cons.
And the Joy-Cons are motion controls. Like, if they're ever going to do it, this is the console to do it on.
Yeah.
Because who knows if they're going to have, you know, motion controls. I mean, maybe they're going to keep motion controls around forever. Who knows?
But right.
For now, I think it makes a lot of sense. And it fills a little gap where some people might be itching to play some Zelda after Breath of the Wild. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could also announce, you know, Breath of the Wild DLC Pack 3 or 4, but I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're done. They said they're done. We could be surprised. Maybe they have a quick turnaround Zelda game.
Yeah.
And they announce it, and it releases early next year.
If they cut off the DLC for Breath of the Wild, then maybe there's a reason why.
I mean, we'll have to wait and see on any Zelda stuff. I don't expect much, but I'm just saying, like, a Skyward Sword HD announcement, I think, is probable, just based on the track history. And it makes sense, because it didn't really hit in the heyday of Wii, mm-hmm. but landing in the heyday of Switch could give it that second life.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I can see them not wanting to do it is, one, it wasn't that popular of a game. And two, it's completely different than Breath of the Wild. So maybe they don't want to alienate fans who might think it's a new game. But we'll see. I know that Ocarina of Time or Majora's Mask HD would just blow up, but they're not going to do that anytime soon. That's going to take too much work, because they actually have to rebuild the game.
Yeah.
Because they don't have any HD assets for that game. So, beyond that, it's kind of up in the... I don't know what Nintendo's got cooking right now.
I don't even know if Nintendo knows what it has cooking right now.
They always know. But, I mean, we had such a huge year last year. It's been a lull now. The lull has to end at E3 moving forward. And, yeah, we get Aces, but Aces, Smash, Splatoon 2 DLC, and Pokemon, and those are all great announcements. Like, there's more.
Mm-hmm.
So, right now, I guess I'll just stop there. That's what I expect. Like, I expect E3, like, they've been doing themes recently. You know, 2 years ago, it was Zelda, Breath of the Wild. Last year was Odyssey. This year, I think it's going to be Smash, which is going to be crazy because
right.
what's interesting about Smash is that there'll be representations from all of these different franchises all over the booth, which will be nuts. And the thing is, oh, you know what game we didn't talk about? Fire Emblem. Fire Emblem has been announced to come this year, and we haven't heard anything about it since they said that. And it's still listed on their financial report, although there's a new financial fiscal report coming out on the 26th, so we'll see if it's still listed for this year very soon. That's the wrap-up, I think, for the fiscal year. But I am excited to see that and what they do with that, because it has not been on home console in a little while now. So that might be playable, especially if it's coming this year. It'll be playable. And what's cool is, like,
not care less about Fire Emblem.
Well, I keep thinking if they're gonna theme the booth around Smash, which I guarantee, I mean, it's either themed around Smash or themed around Pokemon. I would think Smash would make a smart choice, because if you're gonna have a wide variety of games, Smash is perfect.
Right. Plus.
Yep. Because every place that there's characters, that's where a game around that. Like, think about it. Oh, Pikachu and Charizard are going to be in Smash. So you have them, like, duking it out, and all of a sudden, boom, that's where you play Pokemon Switch. And then, oh, here's the Fire Emblem characters fighting it off against, like, Mario or whatever, and you have some Mario game. Maybe
you got Villager and Tom Nook over there duking it out, and you're like, oh, here's the brand new Animal Crossing game.
I knew he was going to do that. But that's what I'm saying. Like, they could specifically have
Tom Brady and... somebody else do. Yeah, there's the Madden booth, you know.
Well, they could specifically have characters cherry picked out of Smash in the booth that have games that show off.
Yes, it's Tom Brady versus Roger Goodell.
Oh my god.
Yes.
No, it's never gonna happen.
Come on, make it happen.
I know we want Madden on Switch, but it's not gonna happen. We'll know. We should know ahead of time, because since we don't have to be at the show floor right away, we'll actually be able to watch every single press conference beforehand to know.
Question.
Plus, there's always leaks beforehand as well.
Right. Are we sitting around in the hotel watching this stuff, or are we going to actually go there just and be there and not actually be on the
show
floor?
Well, the thing is, the day of the Tuesday, Nintendo's thing, I think, is at 11, and doors open at noon. Mm-hmm. We can't actually access till 2 p.m.
Right.
So,
but that
I
don't think that means we can't be there.
You could be in the building. You just can't get on the
show floor. Yeah, right.
So, what I'll I want to help Darren out.
Right.
I don't want to leave him hanging.
Right.
But yeah. I don't know if I want to bring my laptop with.
Or Darren.
On that first day. If I could bring the laptop. The thing is that we can't get in the media lounge, so.
Right. That's,
to use
that's
the laptop.
It. Yeah, right.
I mean, I don't want to just take up a table at the restaurant for 2 hours.
Well, we could sit in the. Wait, no, you can't sit in the hallway because they yell at you for sitting
in the
hallway.
Yeah, you can't.
Blah,
sit in the hallway,
blah, 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 blah.
So, that's the thing.
Why.
I don't have a media pass, so I can't sit in the media room where you actually can sit.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'll probably. We'll probably hang back.
Yeah.
I say we'll hang back, especially on day one, because I expect us to maybe get in the booth one time day one.
Yeah,
and that might be even a day where we look, look, let's scratch Nintendo, if we know other booths have, if Game Over Jesse and all those people on with Media Pass ask them, hey, do you know if other booths have Switches besides Nintendo, and have third party games? We'll hit third parties day one with shorter lines, and then we'll come back to Nintendo day two. We'll see. We'll see how it works. Maybe the line for Nintendo's not as bad because it's not just Zelda this time.
Right.
Yeah, right. Like, it's not going to be bad. but, yeah, I think that I think we'll hang back and try to help Darren out for coverage from the
hotel,
the initial digital event.
Right.
Then Darren's on his own.
Yeah.
Sorry, Darren.
Oh, that'll be fun. Because
it's actually almost harder after the event than it is during it.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully we'll have a bunch of our own gameplay clips to put up. That'd
right.
be nice. But yeah, so it'll be very interesting. But yeah, we'll hang back to help and then head out. Especially when we see how far it takes to drive to get there. We'll time it out. If it's going to take us 2 hours of traffic to get
well,
to,
that's
well,
the
we
one nice
help,
thing though too is that we have that full Monday to
sort out plans.
To sort out plans and drive around.
Well,
and
I'm not
going to
be driving around.
Stuff,
I'm watching press conferences. Monday's all the other press conferences but Nintendo.
Okay.
So that's where we're going to see if third parties have announcements for Switch.
Get it. Okay.
Because, like, Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle was announced at the Ubisoft conference. So.
That would do it.
So. It doesn't mean you can't drive around if you want.
Okay.
Figure things out.
Yeah.
As I order Fat Tomato Pizza in and watch streams all day.
All depends on where we're at with the hotel.
I'll go pick up Fat Tomato Pizza and bring it back.
Wait, but if I'm driving around, how are you going to do that?
Uber.
Oh, there you go, I guess. Sure, why not?
Oh, you're off having fun. Then you come back with Fat Tomato Pizzas. I'm
gorging
on two larges myself.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Fat Tomato Pizza, guys. If you ever go to LA, cannot suggest that place enough.
Yeah, right.
All right. So the second part of this first topic then was, what are we most excited to potentially play? What's the one game that you really want to play that we know is going to be there right now?
Right. Well,
because we would both say like Madden or something.
Well,
but
right.
But we don't know that that's even going to be a thing.
Well, Madden's going to be there, but it's not going to necessarily be on the Switch.
I know. We're talking about Switch. Right. We're a Nintendo podcast.
I know.
Just because we're going to still play Madden either way.
Right.
So like, let's just lock on the list that we know right now. Smash, I think that's like 100%.
Right, yeah.
Roller Coaster Tycoon, mm-hmm. we know. Mm-hmm. Going to be there. Mm-hmm. Mario Tennis Aces, like 99% chance it's going to mm-hmm. be there because it releases a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all we know for sure?
Right.
Octopath, probably. Mm-hmm. And I would say anything that we, like Dark Souls, that's already been at PAX East. So Dark Souls, mm-hmm. be there. Wolfenstein 2.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's all we know 100% for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So of those six, which one are you most excited to check out?
God, it's almost a tie, but I'll go with Aces.
Aces?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to go Aces, too. You guys know I mm-hmm. said it saved that entire direct at the time. Like I love Aces. Mm-hmm. That single-player mode, I got to try that single-player mode. Right.
I mean, it was a tie between that and Smash.
And Smash, yeah. Well, that's the thing. Smash is a big game. I want to try it. Like,
right.
I want to try all these games that hopefully I get to. But Aces is one that I'm super hyped for. Smash is another. I think if I had to choose one of the third-party games, I would go with... Man. Part of me wants to really play Wolfenstein 2.
That's kind of what I was actually thinking.
But, like, I know it's not a new third-party game. Octopath would be...
Right.
Right. It's an exclusive as well. Mm-hmm. But I've been avoiding everything Wolfenstein 2 since they said it's coming to Switch.
Mm-hmm.
So I know almost nothing except Nazis and you shoot them.
Right.
And post-apocalyptic Nazis won the war.
Hey. That's, I guess, all you need to know.
It's Wolfenstein. I mean, that's what Wolfenstein is. So,
there you go.
Yeah. Darren, if you could go to E3, which of those six games would you want to play the most?
Ooh.
No Animal Crossing, sorry,
Animal
man.
Crossing.
Yeah, name off the list again.
All right, it's Smash, Aces, Octopath Traveler, Wolfenstein 2. Let me see. I suppose Travis Strikes Again will be there, so I guess there's seven.
All right.
And then there's Dark Souls Remastered. And what was the other one? Was it another Nintendo one?
I don't know.
Oh, we're rocking them. I see that.
Yeah.
No Pokemon on this list?
Nope, because we don't know if Pokemon's going to be there or not.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Then Smash for sure.
Smash, okay.
Yeah, definitely. Because out of that list, probably the only one I'm going to pick up.
Okay.
Except for Aces. Well, Dark Souls Remastered.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've never played a Dark Souls game. Mm-hmm. But part of me is really kind of irked that got delayed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same here. And I might pick up Wolfenstein 2, but if I do, I'll probably get it on PS4.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you on
the graphics.
Yep. No, I hear you on that. I mean,
because I don't
it's a visual marvel.
Use my
on
Switch
other
to go portable anyway. So
sure.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm glad it's on Switch. I know. Big game like that. Glad it's on Switch. But just for me personally, I'll probably get it on a PS4.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
No, understandable.
All right. So this next topic is probably going to be a short one. But I had to ask because...
Yeah, I really don't know what this is.
A little background on this. So this topic is, will Tatsumi Kimishima reveal himself? Eric's like,
huh?
So Tatsumi Kimishima, as many people know, and if you don't know, he is the CEO and president of Nintendo of Japan, which essentially makes him the de facto leader of the entire Nintendo company. Mm-hmm. Everyone answers to him.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, Satoru Iwata had a big presence at E3. Even the year he sadly passed away, he still had a presence because he was there in puppet form. And the year before that, there was the fighting with Reggie, and Kimishima's not that kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's a given that Reggie Fils-Aimé is going to be not just at E3,
right.
But in the digital event and at least kick off the presentation of the event, even if he's not the main speaker, mm-hmm. the main narrator. But my question then is Tatsumi Kimishima, as the leader of the company, going to appear in the digital event or even be at E3 at all?
Was he last year?
No.
No. Then I'm going to say no.
Because like this is the first, like, even though last year was like, yeah, Switch is going. This is like the first year where it's like, okay, now it's time. Like, let's, mm-hmm. what's Switch going to be now?
Mm-hmm.
We're past that initial hype phase.
Mm-hmm.
And he represents the whole company.
Right. I would say he's going to be involved. That doesn't necessarily that doesn't necessarily mean he'll be there, but I can almost guarantee you he'll be like video conferencing, and all the normal
people that are always there are going to be there.
Right.
Phil
he's
going to
be
in,
like
blah, blah.
Video conferencing in and whatnot, at least
sure.
in the media events and whatnot. And that doesn't necessarily mean he'll be
because
there,
like he doesn't do a lot of interviews.
Right.
He doesn't go to many public events.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the biggest of all the events.
Right.
I kind of just get the feeling he's going to hang back, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
just let
that's
other
his management style,
it.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It is hang back.
Sit back and pull the strings and
but I feel like
you know,
I
have
want
other
him
people
there.
Have oh, the camera time.
I want him there.
Right.
Because, like, here's reality.
Well, so do I, but I
he,
don't
he
think
he probably
will be.
Does more than Miyamoto does these days.
Mm-hmm.
So I realize that Reggie's going to be the spokesperson like he is every year. But
whoa.
It would just be nice to have like the leader of one of the biggest video game companies in the world be at the biggest video game event of the world, even if he's not there to like rep Nintendo, to check out what everyone else is doing. Because that's like one of the coolest things when you see usually you see this after the fact where Miyamoto has checked out PlayStation VR and checked out like what's going on with Xbox X. Like this seems to be like the one time Nintendo sees what the rest of the industry is doing since they are very closed off for some reason.
Ostriches and shove their head in
the
sand.
So like part of me wants Tatsumi Kimishima to come just to, even though he's well-versed, because he used to be president of Nintendo, he's well-versed in Western culture. But that's the thing, that almost makes him fit in even more.
Mm-hmm.
Because he should know what this is like, because
right.
he used to be the one planning the event.
Right.
But even back then, he really wasn't that much in the public face. So I don't think he's going to be in the digital event.
No?
No. Not even
video conferenced in?
No. But he will... I actually think this might be the first E3 he attends. Mm-hmm. Since... Well, in a while... It won't be the first one ever, but the first one as president and CEO
right.
of Nintendo.
Right.
Just because I think it helps assert Nintendo's importance in the industry
mm-hmm.
by having him mm-hmm. there as a representative of Nintendo to other companies.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely.
Especially now, you got to remember, they made this new partnership with a company out of Seattle to look for new groups of people, new individuals, new little companies that are trying to make awesome accessories for Switch. Mm-hmm. So like even then, like strengthening those relationships by having him present mm-hmm. is huge to me. So even if it's behind the scenes stuff, like he's just up in the business offices.
What would be kind of cool too is if they had part of the booth be, come present your ideas.
Oh yeah, they're not doing that. Oh my god, they ain't doing that. No, none. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they'll have a Smash ballot voting area. Vote for which Smash character you want in. I can see them doing something like that because they did it on the internet. But yeah, they're not gonna do that. So yeah, that's basically what I meant by reveal himself. Like, is he gonna be at E3?
Uh-huh.
Are we gonna see him?
Uh-huh.
I didn't. If you really want to see his junk, that's your.
I'm sorry.
Nintendo used to own Love Hotels, so
there's that. I'm sorry. When you type in reveals himself, where else am I supposed to go with that?
If you're a gamer, you know automatically what that means because it's a common phrase used in gaming. Like when people do bets, it's always reveal himself. Well, Mario reveal himself. It's all about will this X person be there.
Right.
Anyways. Dirty mind.
Sorry.
Darren, did your mind automatically go there too?
It did not. I'm not well versed in this phrase. I've heard it like once before.
But you've heard it before.
I have like once and I didn't understand it then.
Well, do you understand it better now?
Yeah, I do now,
for sure.
Okay. No, all right. I mean, I knew what you meant.
But
where
your mind
went straight dirty.
So our third topic then.
Yes.
Pokemon.
Woo!
Woo! Do we think Pokemon is going to be fully unveiled at E3? Or do we think it's going to be before? Next week? After? Not at all this year? Where do we think Pokemon fits in the landscape of E3?
full reveal, baby. Let's go.
Ooh. Remember, reveal they've trailer. Never done
Get
that
the
at
E3. Out there. Never done that. Make it happen. 2018. I'm calling this, it.
Honestly, though, they've never done it, but this would be the time to do it with the Switch. As popular as
but
it is.
But would they be afraid of overshadowing Smash? Gotta remember, yeah, Pokemon like is a massive shadow.
No. That is very, 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 very true. That might be one where it comes out maybe a week or two after.
Screw Smash. Go out full guns blazing. Get Pokemon in there. Get your Metroid Prime 4 CG trailer in there. Animal Crossing reveal. Like, come on. All the headlines. Nintendo, baby. Let's go.
You know what I actually want to see announced a lot? AAA third-party games.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
True.
Let's get our... I don't even care if you like these games, guys. Let's get our Call of Duties confirmed. Let's get our Assassin's Creed confirmed. Let's get Beyond Good and Evil 2 confirmed. God, Beyond Good and Evil 2 on Switch would be so great. Like, let's get these games confirmed. Let's show that third parties want to be on Switch,
mm-hmm.
besides Bethesda. Bethesda, I feel like, is going to have some unveilings for Nintendo as well. Man, Pokemon.
Next Elder Scrolls for Switch.
I want to jump on that hype train with Darren and be like, dude, all out.
Yeah.
Just blow out E3, man. Just who cares? If anything can get mentioned besides Pokemon, it'll be Smash. Who cares? It overshadows everything, but it's huge.
Right.
And it'll make Nintendo dominate all headlines.
Oh, for sure.
But part of me is also like, they've never done it. Why would they do it now? Because it's first home console one, but maybe they don't want you to feel like it's necessarily like the biggest game ever. It's another Pokemon game.
Right, but like I said, this one, if they're going to do it, this would be the one that would make the most sense with how well the Switch is doing.
Sure, but with other platforms in the past have done well, and they haven't announced the Pokemon game at E3.
Something just feels different.
Well, the audience feels different.
Right.
It's a little bit of a young adult audience this time.
If it is an E3, I won't be surprised. If it's not an E3, I won't be surprised.
Here's how I look at it. It's going to be at E3 one of two ways. Either it's going to be unveiled, like full reveal, or they're going to reveal it before E3 and then have it at E3. Because they've done that several times before,
mm-hmm.
where they've revealed it in February, March, April, May, and then they also have it at E3, but it's already had the full blowout, mm-hmm. so it's not the big news at E3, but it is like, hey, you can play it at E3.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, here's some new news for it, but it's not the big headline because we already know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So they could do that too, but it's still a big deal at E3, but we already know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of like we already know Smash.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we see for Smash 3 is fantastic, great first gameplay, whatever. But it's hard to make that like that's the big game, like the big reveal when we already know it. And we already know about Pokemon technically, so it would be a big reveal, especially if it's a shocking one. If it's a new person, imagine if it's first person.
Yeah.
That would just be like the biggest like mind F I think anyone would expect to see.
That would not be a bad way to go.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if they know it's going to be shocking,
yeah,
then E3 is the way to go.
Yeah.
Because now if they know it's not going to be shocking.
Pokemon VR.
If it's still going to be like that top-down, classic side view kind of thing, and it's basically looks like HD Sun and Moon or whatever,
mm-hmm.
E3 is probably not a good place to show it off initially, because get all the bad reactions out of the way first.
Mm-hmm.
And then let people enjoy the game at E3.
Mm-hmm.
So that could play a role in it as well, because like if they're just going to stick with what they know, well, I mean, that's going to be fine. It's still going to sell fantastic, but it's not going to be as hyped for a reveal, if that's their big reveal. So either way, I think we're going to see something at E3. It's just whether or not it's going to be unveiled before E3.
I can definitely see if it's unveiled before E3, them definitely having a Amiibo.
Sure. And for those out there wondering, like, I actually saw a couple of YouTubers out there. I almost made a video on this today. It made me feel really weird. They think that Pokemon's going to be unveiled next week because there's an investors meeting. And I'm like, why? They don't unveil games at investors meetings.
Yeah.
They're going to ask about Pokemon, and Nintendo's going to be like, please wait.
Well, we don't have anything to announce at this time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're just going to sidestep it like they always do.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's directly from it, they'll be like, look, we're still planning for it to come out this year or early next year.
Yeah.
They're not going to give you any new news.
Yeah.
Unless the new news might be, wait for E3. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, then they're telling us when we're going to get news, but it's still not really news.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, we're going to tell you news for when you can find news. Announcement of an announcement.
Yes.
But that's like the best we can hope for. Anyone expecting a reveal, I'm like, eh. I don't think so, not yet. Doesn't mean they can't have one as a separate event, maybe, but...
It's not going to be tied to
the investors meeting at all. I mean, it could be. As they could do it a couple days before the investors meeting to hype investors up heading into the meeting. Look, if you're worried about the low output of games, did you see Pokemon 2 days ago?
I think it's more of a... Oh, crap, poor Dago. It's not going to be because of the investors meeting that they're showing this. It's going to be, crap. I lost my train of thought. Hooray! Oh, chips and salsa time. It's not going to be because of the investors meeting that they're announcing. It might just be a very, very big coincidence that this is the time that they're choosing to, announce it. It doesn't necessarily mean that because the investors meeting is happening that they announce it. That's where I was going with that. Took me a little bit.
Took me two whole trips for you to get that out.
Shut up.
My
brain gets fried at work.
I understand that. My brain does too. And this is what I do for work and I still get fried. I think that's just really interesting to see how they handle this hype cycle. Because they did technically reveal Pokemon 83 already. They revealed last year they're making one for Switch. They've never done that either. So this could be the Pokemon game or Pokemon games if they do two of them, like traditional. That's another thing. Do you guys think it's going to be one or two games? Don't give me what you want.
I hope it's one, but it'll probably be two.
Okay. Two games at $60 a pop, too. Two? Yeah, I think it's going to be two as well. It just makes too much sense to me. Too many people are going to be willing to drop $120 for two games.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I want one. That doesn't mean it always has to be one. But as a console debut, I would prefer one. But they've always done two. They haven't given us a reason to not. Well, not right. That's not always. Because they've done, third games, like Pokemon Yellow. That was a standalone, came out after. Technically a third game, but
it's tied into the other ones.
Yeah, I know, but it came out at a different time.
Right.
It wasn't like they released, Red, Blue, Yellow at the same time. So they have done that before, but that's never been, the lead-off game for the generation. So...
Yeah, the generation has always started off with two games, and then they've added on.
And I also think, it depends on what they want this game to be, right? If they want to... They want the most amount of possible sales, period. Well, then you do two games. Then you'll hit your 25, 30 million that you usually hit. But if you want to have one Pokemon game be the highest selling individual Pokemon game ever, one. Mm-hmm. You sell one, it might actually hit 20 million just for one game. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, that's kind of my thoughts on that, I suppose. And Nintendo has to be ready because they're going to need a crap load of Switches when they release that game.
Uh-huh.
Especially in Japan. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Good luck in Japan.
Definitely. That is really good salsa. Holy cow.
I told you it's really good. I don't know if it's home or not, but wherever. No, it's Costco.
Ah.
It's really good stuff.
Nice.
All right. Let's move on to our last topic here. We talked a lot about Nintendo games. What I want to hit on is, what is our most anticipated non-Nintendo game at E3? Let's do two of them. Let's do one.
Only have one.
Here's the stipulation. One that is either coming to or we hope is coming to Switch, and then just one that's not. Right? It could be the same game.
Oh, it can?
I mean, especially if we don't know what's coming to Switch.
Okay.
If we say Madden, technically that could count as two. It'd be we hope it comes to Switch, but it's also our most anticipated non-Switch game, or whatever. It's not for me, by the way, but.
Well, I'll go first.
Yeah.
Let's see. So there's actually a rumor about this last week. I was thinking about it, and then I saw it on Twitter. I was like, oh, there we go. Before I had a PS4, I picked up Doom on Switch, and holy crap. Love that.
Sure.
Game. Pretty new experience for me. Recently, I guess you'd call it last week, where King Signs was like, yo, just realize it. this is a hell on earth time for us with E3. What is the name of the second installment in the Doom franchise?
Hell on Earth.
Hell on Earth. Come on, it has to happen.
Doom 2, yeah.
I want to see Doom 2. I'm going to pick it up. You know, I don't know what platform I'll pick it up on yet, but probably PS4. But hey, if it comes to Switch, maybe I'll get it on there too. We can stream it or whatnot.
Double dip,
but
baby.
I'm really hoping for Doom 2.
Yeah, our Doom multiplayer streams that we used to do did actually really well. We had a lot of people come in and play it because the Doom multiplayer ran very well on Switch. Mm-hmm.
I will download the multiplayer now if we can stream it.
Well, you have to get the whole. Oh, you mean the Doom multiplayer?
Yeah.
I actually have that
it's
downloaded
like an
now.
8 gigabyte download, isn't it?
I lost my cartridge.
Oh, Nate.
So I'm kind of waiting for it to hit a sale. Then again, I'm like, well, if Doom 2's coming, why don't I just wait for Doom 2?
Yeah, I will stream the heck out of Doom 2 with you.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Sounds good. We'll do it. All right, cool. Yeah, we can do a stream. We can do a stream with Doom 2 if it comes out the Switch. And then we'll play multiplayer together, and obviously we'll both be on voice and everything and make it happen.
Because I know what platform I'm getting it on.
Or we could both be on video as well.
Oh, for sure.
We'll figure that all out. Yeah, because I think
for anyone who doesn't know, I think we've made a couple references to it, but I have way better internet now, so I'll be on video soon, hopefully.
It's ironic you say that when you were just cutting out for most of what you were saying.
Well, I have good internet now, contrary to what you just heard.
What's your internet speeds, by the way?
Probably nothing next to your internet speed.
Well, don't look at mine. My internet speed wasn't even a thing like 3 months ago. It didn't even exist.
What is your internet speed?
I have 300 down and 20 up.
Holy.
But okay, that didn't even exist. That's like brand new. And that's because fiber is starting to leak into Eau Claire. And with fiber starting to leak in, the cable company is starting to offer these packages that take off all the restrictions because they don't want me to switch when fiber comes to my town. But I'm switching.
Yeah, bye.
See you later.
But until then, I'll enjoy the fact they're giving me better speeds.
There you go. Yeah.
Especially because fiber, they don't have limits on the up. Like, 20 up is still terrible. Huh. Terrible when you have 300 down. There are places that Charter, or Time Warner Cable is the company that owns them, where they offer the same package for cheaper, and they have 300 down and 300 up.
Jesus.
But I'm still restricted to the 20 up because they just, I don't know. Of course, then again, we probably have an ancient old copper line running from the 1850s in my yard at this house, so... They probably can't do better than that here. What is your internet speed, Darren?
All right, well, keep in mind, like, the last place I was at, I had nothing up. And I had,
Just tell me what it is. What do you got?
Yeah, and now I have, like, 10 down and, like, 2 up. So, massive upgrade for me. Probably a downgrade for a lot of people.
That's proper DSL.
Huge upgrade for me.
It's not terrible.
Is that DSL you're walking now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Fiber is supposed to... They've actually been installing fiber lines around my area for the past month or so. And that's supposed... It's a big initiative from New York State Governor Cuomo.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be activated by the end of this year. So then I really won't know what to do with my internet speed then.
There'll be no such thing as loading times.
I really wish.
Or download times or anything.
Really loading? What's that?
Our government. that's cool. Is cable not an option at your place?
No, I have cable.
Oh, you just don't have cable internet?
Yeah.
It can get pricey sometimes, too.
Oh, God.
But yeah.
My internet's... Well, like, I pay $100 a month. Internet's way cheaper than that,
I'm sure. Then again... That's what happens when you have monopolies.
Oh, yeah. I have no other choice right now. If I want high speed, I mean, technically there's DSL, but if I want cable internet, there's only one provider.
I'm sorry. DSL is nothing compared to
cable. Well, once you go, like if Darren had cable internet
right
now, he would never do DSL again.
I don't understand how they can even consider that a competitor.
No, DSL is high speed compared to, like, dial up, which is, like, kind of what Darren was kind of sort of rocking.
Right.
So like
Darren was rocking DSL, but at dial-up like speeds.
Like Darren, like I'm happy about your internet speeds. Like, it's a huge increase from what you came from. And just wait, I mean, when fiber hits, you're gonna jump even way past me, and you're just gonna. I'm gonna be jealous of you.
Right.
because God knows when I'll get fiber in Chippewa, especially out here at the lake.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping sometime in the next 5 years, but
you do know eventually you're going to give yourself away and where you actually live.
What? I live in Chippewa Falls. That's not private.
No, I know.
It used to like say it on Skype. No. It probably still does.
Probably still does, yeah.
No, I'm saying like you're eventually just going to give out your address because
I've already done
like,
that before.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, there we go.
I mean, it was unintentional, but it's happened before. Like, the video that had it in is deleted.
Mm.
So, like, if you didn't catch it then. But if you guys, here's the thing. If you really want to find where I live, it's not that hard. I'm actually listed in the phone book. So,
oh, well, yeah, there's that.
You literally can look me up and come right to my house.
Hooray.
I'm not saying you guys should do that, but, I mean, if it happens, it happens. Just
don't.
Know that if you're creeping out, I'm calling the cops.
Yeah.
I have children. Like, keep that in mind, right? Like, I'm a public figurehead. I eventually expect that someone, I might have a crazy fan someday that decides to show up. Or, like, those ones that get bomb threats might finally send something to my house.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not that worried about it, to be honest. I'm not that popular yet. And here's the thing. No. Once it gets to the point where I am popular enough to have to worry about that kind of stuff, I can afford to move.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll be working out of an office, and then all the threats will just be to the office. Instead of my personal home.
There you go. Or the shed in your backyard.
Or this will stay my office because I can afford the rent here and rent a new place.
There you go.
So I can still stay as my listed address here.
There you go.
But now it's all converted.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that would be sick.
Giant filming house.
God, that would be sick. Dude,
all
you
walls
know,
are green.
You know I'm set up. You know my editing station is set up with a dining room table now,
yeah.
So I'm in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, I got proper rollies in there because
it's
third floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tender Prime paint everywhere. anyways.
All the walls are green.
Third party game that you really want to see, either on Switch or off of Switch or both.
Just because it's baseball season, I want to see a decent a game give the show a run for its money.
You mean RBI Baseball is not doing it for you?
I don't know. I haven't played it. But
because there is RBI Baseball 18 right now on Switch. I haven't played it yet either. I heard it's one of the best ones they've made.
Is
so
it?
Far.
Okay.
But I haven't actually tried it out yet. So.
But I want to see something that's blows up and has been, you know.
Task Force Baseball?
Yes.
Had to get our LVP mention.
We're always mandatory mention of Taps.
MLB
baseball.
9 innings or whatever that game is.
I don't know. I deleted it already.
just popped into my head. I really hope it's announced before E3, but Fortnite on Switch.
Would
love to see that in a Nintendo digital presentation. Like, hey, guess what? We got Fortnite now. That'd be nice.
Here's the thing. As big as an announcement that would be, I think other platform holders would just laugh at that. They'd be like, congrats. You got Fortnite like 6 months late. Awesome. Guess what we have coming? Boom, 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 boom. And I'd be like, us Nintendo fans are happy about another old port.
Hey,
it is a big deal. It's like the biggest thing in streaming right now. So
yeah. And that's, honestly, I'd really like to stream it.
Stream Fortnite. It'd be nice. Like, I wouldn't do it all the time, guys, but it would be nice to every once in a while have a Fortnite Switch stream. Mm-hmm. And try to play against you guys and be the last man to say it. Work together and then take each other out at the end. Like, that'd be kind of cool. I know there's groups of people that do that. So,
Yeah, I mean, I'm streaming with my buddy, Toxin Gaming, later. So, nice. It's fun.
So, you are hoping for a baseball competitor, like 2K or something to come back?
Yeah.
Okay, something, what else? Is there anything else?
No, I mean, cop out would be to say Madden, but because that's always what we've wanted.
The reason, like for me, I'm not going to say any sports games because we get those every year, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see what changes come to Madden. I'm excited to see NBA 2K19 maybe on Switch or something, or any sports game come to Switch. I'm excited about all of those possibilities, but it's also one of those, while we don't know if it's coming to Switch, we know those games are going to exist.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more excited about a little bit more of the unknowns a little bit. Darren mentioned, the Doom 2s. That's something that I'm really interested to see what that's going to be like. But I actually, the game that this could come to Switch if it's made on the right engine. But the third-party game I'm probably most excited about, and this might feel weird because I don't know if it can follow up well, the next Assassin's Creed. Mm-hmm. Because I haven't played Origins yet, but I can't tell you how many videos I have watched on Origins because that game is all of my love. Mm-hmm. I love Assassin's Creed. I always have. The past few iterations weren't that good, so I stopped playing. Mm-hmm. I waited on Origins. I'm still waiting. I am probably going to pick it up on PC eventually once things slow down a little at Nintendo Prime. As if you guys are ever going to let things slow down at Nintendo Prime for me to play games not on a Nintendo system. But there's also a potential that the new Assassin's Creed game might be made with the Snowdrop engine. And as, well, as I know, and I hope you guys know, the Snowdrop engine already runs on Switch. They used it for Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle. Mm-hmm. So, and they said it was very easy. They were surprised at how easy it was to get that engine to run on Switch. So if the new Assassin's Creed game is made on that, while it will be scaled back, it could be on Switch as well.
I'd like to see a second one of that.
What?
Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle.
Okay. Yep.
That would be nice.
Now, that's my game that I don't think is going to come to Switch. I want it on Switch, but I, for some reason, even though Ubisoft has been a big supporter, not sure they're ready to jump the Assassin's Creed thing back on Switch. I hope I'm wrong. It made sense why they didn't do it with Origins, because Origins mm-hmm. is made with an older engine that was very difficult to work with already, and they'd have to be customized so much for Switch, it's not really worth the effort.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Whereas now there's a bigger install base, it might be a good time to hit, especially if Smash and Pokemon push sales. It might be just one of those games you pick up in addition to
right.
this holiday.
Right, right. No, for sure.
You know, I mean, I could cop out and say Call of Duty, but again, it's kind of like a sports game. Mm-hmm. And I know Assassin's Creed is as well because it comes every year, but we did just have a year break mm-hmm. not too long ago. So getting away from the cop-out games that we know are basically always coming, the third-party game I'm actually super stoked to see on Switch that I'm not even sure if it's going to get announced. I want to see whatever, like, forget Doom 2, whatever other new big game that Bethesda announces, I want to see it coming to Switch. I don't know what it's going to be. They just had Fallout 5, I think. They could announce a port of it, but that's a port. I want something mm-hmm. new. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know what it could be. Mm-hmm. I mean, heck, you could argue maybe I should get excited about 2K and Rockstar. Maybe they bring over Red Dead Redemption 2.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
2. Mm-hmm. The one that's not even out yet. I doubt that's going to happen. And do I trust 2K? I mean, I trust Rockstar, I guess. Do I trust 2K after WWE 2K18? But I really want to see whatever Bethesda, whatever big game besides Doom 2 is next. I want to see it come to Switch day and date. Mm-hmm. I think that's my biggest thing out of this E3 I want is no matter what third-party AAA games get announced, I want them day and date with the other platforms.
Right.
No more of this, like Dark Souls Remastered. We announce it first on Switch, coming to all platforms May 25th, now delayed several months.
Right. It's like, but the thing is we're now into the Switch's lifespan long enough
that
it should be released
yeah.
with everything else. Should be.
Well, and what makes me even more frustrated about Dark Souls Remastered being delayed is it was unveiled in a Nintendo Direct before anybody knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was first shown on Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's the platform that's getting it last.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it even more incredibly frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be that confident to make it like the de facto show-off game in a Direct
right.
and have it first revealed for Switch and then not be on Switch day and date.
Right.
And that's I want that trend broken this year. I know there were some games that did it right last year. The only game I can think of that did it 100% right is L.A. Noire.
Mm-hmm.
That came to PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch same day. Physical and digital. Mm-hmm. NBA 2K18 technically was day and date, but the physical version came a month later. So that doesn't really count.
But that's not as bad.
No, it's not as bad, but right. you still, like, I own a digital version because of that. I would have never bought a digital version of a yearly release game.
Right. No, for sure.
Especially one that's like a more iterative thing. Like,
right.
no, I would have sold NBA 2K19 to help pay for 2K19. But yeah. no, I can't yeah. now because it's digital.
Right.
So,
no, for sure.
I want to start seeing third-party AAA companies, especially treating Switch as an equal opportunity platform.
Mm-hmm.
As we recognize there's an audience there, and we're going to treat that audience like we would treat mm-hmm. the audience. Like, you would never, ever hear of Dark Souls Remastered being delayed for Xbox.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, for sure.
No, if it's coming to PlayStation 4, I mean, unless it's a timed exclusive thing, that ain't yeah. happening.
Right. But even then, that's not delayed.
And
that's
it's just
a time exclusive.
And my thing is, like, if it's not ready for Switch, I hate saying this, delay for everyone.
Right, exactly.
It's a remastered version of a game. It's not even a new game, so mm-hmm. who cares if it's delayed?
Yeah, but that's never going to happen. Microsoft and
well, that's not going
Sony
to.
Will never well, allow that to happen.
No, Microsoft and Sony don't have any control over it.
Well,
they have zero control.
No.
They're not paying for it. Yeah. They have zero control. Nintendo paid for first marketing on it.
No.
So they have zero control over that.
No, I'm saying like if other games happen where well, yeah, it but, gets delayed on Switch.
I mean, I'm not saying like, oh, delay Call of Duty out of its usual slot for Switch or whatever. Like if yeah. Call of Duty can't be day and date this year for Switch, then don't bring it to Switch this year. Make the next one for Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want to start seeing this equal treatment that we're not getting.
Right.
Like I could argue it's Nintendo's fault, but is it?
Yeah.
I mean, the other people just didn't buy into the platform soon enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nintendo would have allowed them to. Bethesda, I give them a lot of credit for bringing games over. It kind of sucks we're waiting a whole extra year for Wolfenstein 2
mm-hmm.
after it was announced for Switch. Like, that's crazy to me. And it's okay for now, but the next round of Bethesda games need to be day and date. Doom 2 needs to be day and date mm-hmm. on Switch.
Mm-hmm.
If Doom 2 is not day and date on Switch after they've known for at least over a year that Doom was going to come to Switch,
mm-hmm.
that's an issue. And Switch is such a platform that's blowing up right now. I don't want – I feel insulted. The mm-hmm. reason that I might right. not get Dark Souls Remastered isn't because I don't want it. It's because I feel insulted.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I just got slapped to the face.
Yeah.
Unveil it at the end of a Nintendo Direct Mini. Hype everyone up. Solaire Amiibo. Get the Solaire memes going again that haven't been around in like a decade. That's great. Get that stuff going. Hype everyone up. Announce first on Switch, even though at the end of the trailer it had all the platforms. Still, it was shown off on a Nintendo stream. Everything's going well. Hype's going well. Media were just playing the game a week ago at PAX mm-hmm. East. Mm-hmm. Like playing the actual, like it runs. It's working on Switch.
Yeah.
And then for whatever reason, whether it's Nintendo's online, whether the end of the game isn't running well, that they could just release a day one patch for. I know I'm against day one patches, but I'd rather have a day one patch than have it delayed months. But here's the thing. We don't know why it's delayed officially. So that, right. that, I don't want to like,
right.
necessarily guess, but it's still one of those things. It's frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Because
oh, for sure.
I don't think they intended it to have to be delayed. They went to shorten it off first on Switch if that's the case anyway.
Oh,
but
not.
It's still one of those, like, man, do I not feel so hyped about that game anymore.
Because
mm-hmm. now it's putting pushback to when Aces is coming. Like, next month it would have been great, but now Aces will be coming out, Smash, Pokemon, all these other games.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that means I can't pick it up. Of course I could, but I know it's a game I
there
need to invest
other
time into.
That you want
it's a game I have to invest time
less
into.
Less than others.
I'm going to have to put at least 100 hours in that game.
Yeah, yeah.
And am I going to be able to do that when I have all these other games I'm playing at the time?
Right.
I'm not sure.
No, definitely.
This feels like a good release time. So I just want equal treatment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's asking too much at this point in the life. If you can't do equal treatment, then don't bring your game.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do equal treatment, then bring your game.
Mm-hmm.
Every game you make doesn't have to come to Switch. I want it to come to Switch, but it doesn't have to.
Right.
But games that make sense, like a Fortnite. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, Fortnite would be an older port. And I'll give them a slight pass because it was in development before Switch was a thing.
Right.
But future games,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's do it. Let's make
yeah,
it happen.
Right,
like
no,
Blizzard,
no, for sure.
If you're working on a new game right now, include Switch in your plans right away.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't wait.
Definitely.
So that's kind of where I stand on all of that. There's lots of third-party games I'm excited for, but it's also one of those, if they're not day and date, then I'm not excited anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels weird. Like, would I get Madden on Switch if it's not day and date? Maybe. But I wouldn't be happy about it.
No.
Especially since by the time I get it, it'll be half off on all the other platforms.
Probably, yeah.
Like,
yeah, but it would still be the $60.
And that's another thing about the equal treatment is that when you delay it on Switch, you're going to charge full price at launch when everyone else isn't paying that.
Right, exactly. That's the thing. If you were to...
Like, by the time Dark Souls Remastered releases, it'll be $30 on the other platforms.
Right. So then it should be releasing at the same price as
everyone
else. But it won't.
It'll be $60. Because
oh, I know.
This is equal treatment. If there's anything we get out of the E3 beyond any game announcement is equal treatment by AAA third-party mm-hmm. companies.
I want to see what's going on with, what is it, Playtonix?
Yeah.
That's the one that
the ukulele.
Yeah.
Platonic Games, yep.
Yep. Platonic, yep.
See
what other mediocre platform they put out.
Yeah. Hey.
I like ukulele. Eric can't say anything. He hasn't even played it.
I've seen it. It looks
I
awesome.
Can't say anything either. I've never played it, but that's just what I hear, you know.
The thing is I'm not going to sit here and review the game because I haven't played enough of it yet, but from what I have played, it's basically Banjo and Kazooie. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's also all of the faults of the game. And when I say faults, what I mean is that 3D platforming has moved well beyond the 90s, and this game is very much a game from the 90s. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't like that because, as Mario and like Odyssey and also have proven, like 3D platforming is so much better technically today. And there's a lot of nostalgia that goes into Banjo-Kazooie being amazing. And it was a very amazing at the time. And so was Mario 64. But, you know, Galaxy, many people argue, is better than Mario 64. I know you're going to always say it's my favorite Mario game of all time. But, you know, have you, you know, there's a childhood factor to that.
No, I know.
And have, you know, you own Odyssey. How deep have you dived into it?
Not extremely.
Exactly.
But.
And some of that might just be because maybe it's not as fun to you anymore. Like, yeah. Like Breath of the Wild took you a little bit, but then you just got into it. And you knew it was a time thing.
Yeah.
When you had time, you were going to deep dive.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You've done that.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that'll be true with Odyssey. Maybe it's just because you're still technically not done with Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
Finish that off before you deep dive 90 hours in another game.
Yeah, right. But no, I just kind of want to see what they because they've hinted at, they've been working on new stuff. So.
Yeah, they had that one blog post come out where they say there's new content coming to Yooka-Laylee, and then also new stuff they're working on.
Yes.
So like new game.
Yeah.
Might get a game reveal out of them at E3. So we'll see. It would be interesting if they worked with Microsoft and was able to bring a Conker game out. But this is Pipe Dreams. We'll always want Conker to come back. Like, as much as I love Banjo-Kazooie, Conker's the one game that's...
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
M-rated squirrel-pissing beer-drinking action with machetes and bears. Let's do it.
Uh-huh.
Blood splatter everywhere, piss on people. Let's make it... getting drunk, becoming king.
Yeah.
All of my love.
Yeah.
I think it's going to do it then for this week's episode of the Nintendo Prime Podcast.
Yeah.
Or the Chips and Salsa Podcast. E3 Hypecast.
Yeah.
Whatever you guys want
to call
it. It's going to be the E3 Hypecast in the title. But, yeah. Darren, my man.
Yes, sir.
What is your social media?
My social media is at RealDurren on Twitter. Hit me up if you want to play Fortnite.
What?
What? PS4. Although you can do crossplay. On mobile, and I think Xbox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, wait. Not Sony's not allowing crossplay?
Sony's fine.
Wait, what?
Well, it was enabled for a while, and one of my friends swears that he has an Xbox and plays with friends on PS4. So, I don't know.
I see
mixed answers online.
And phones?
And phones, yeah, and mobile.
Yeah, because the mobile phones, I know, can crossplay with PC. As unfair as that might only, be.
Oh, and PC, yeah. And it's only on iPhone right now. But
yeah. Well, just like PUBG's only on Android.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if that's intentional.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm a diehard Android fan, but I still like Fortnite more. So
I have PUBG downloaded on my phone, but I haven't loaded it up yet. So
I've played like one game. I got one kill, then died. I was like, all right, I'm done. Fortnite is just... I have more fun with it because... I mean, everyone I know plays it. I can only think of like one person I know who plays PUBG, and I don't want to play with them.
What if that person's me?
Ouch.
It's not.
I mean,
unless it is, then I will play with you.
Eric, where can people follow you?
On Twitter at emoh8790. That's EMOH8790.
And you can follow me at Ninty Prime. Or at Nate Jantz. Both of those are Twitter accounts. Ninty Prime's the one you want to follow. That's the one I tweet from the most. You can also email any of us, by the way, with fan topics. We haven't had any.
Oh, yeah.
We just did some last week, but that's because we did a call out for fan topics. And that's the thing. Because this is a podcast that is themed, there could easily be fan topic themes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys have a theme that you would like us to do, specific games, specific categories, you'd like us to play a game for an entire podcast, maybe we have a trivia cast. That might be fun, right? A trivia cast.
Interesting.
And the thing is, the trivia would have to be, if we did a trivia cast, the problem is either one of us has to be a moderator, so it's you know, one-on-one, because they would obviously have the answers at hand, or it would have to be fan-submitted, and none of us know the answer until we open up the answer sheet. So that could be a thing, too. And if I accidentally see one when I print off the answer sheet, I just won't answer for that one.
Right.
But
I like that idea a lot.
Yeah, I think that would be fun. But again, I want you guys to come up with it because otherwise, if we're coming up with the trivia, we're going to know the answers, obviously, because we're coming up with the trivia.
Yeah.
So it would be cool if someone out there wants to come up with a bunch of awesome Nintendo trivia and just toss it at us sometime. Because I think that would be a fun one to do. All right, folks. Submit your fan topics to either Nathan@NintendoPrime.net, Eric@NintendoPrime.net, or Darren@NintendoPrime.net, or you can DM any of us on Twitter if you have access to do that. But, the emails are probably the best guaranteed way, at least for me.
Mm-hmm.
Darren, I know, does do his Twitter a lot, so that might be better for him on Twitter.
I get a notification either way. So
Fan topic that bad boy up, guys. We love fan topics. It really drives this podcast because fan topics will not be something that happens on our other podcast. Even though there's a Q&A, it's completely different because the Q&A is all new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you guys next week.
Peace out.